Welcome to Just a Minute. Thank you. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my pleasure to welcome our many listeners throughout the world. And not only in this country, but those who listen on Radio 4, Radio 7, the Internet, and, of course, on the World Service. And also, it's a great pleasure, as always, to welcome four exciting, talented, and intrepid performers of this game. It's a great pleasure to welcome back that outstanding comedian, that versatile artist, and great stalwart in Just a Minute, that is Paul Merton. And sitting beside Paul, we have someone who's played the game more often than anyone else, and he's always gives tremendous value in his own progressive and ubiquitous way. That is Clement Freud. And seated on my left, we have a comedian and a comedy actor who hasn't played the game for some time, but it's a great pleasure to welcome him back. That is Steve Frost, and beside him sits somebody who's a moment quaking, he tells me, because he's never played the game before. But we are delighted to have our first Welsh representative on the programme, and that is the lovely actor, comedian, solo performer, Victor Spinetti. Would you please welcome all four of them? And as usual, I'm going to ask them to speak on a subject that I will give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. Beside me sits Janet Staplehurst, who's going to help me with a stopwatch, and she's going to blow a whistle when the 60 seconds are up. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the lovely Grand Theatre in Swansea, and we have in front of us a great Welsh audience, all excited. As only the Welsh can be excited. Dying for us to get started, so let's begin the show with Paul Merton. Topical subject to begin with, mumbles. Paul. Tell us something about mumbles in Just a Minute, starting now.
Well, mumbles is a beautiful place just out...
Steve Stallings.
I couldn't hear him, he was mumbling.
Oh, you're showing off your comic talent too early, Steve. Right. Steve, look, the audience enjoyed your interruption, okay. So we'll give you a bonus point
Thank you.
But Paul hadn't even got going, so he keeps the subject. He gets a point for being interrupted, and he continues with 58 seconds on mumbles, starting now.
Swansea, which is a beautiful place, but not perhaps...
Clement Freud challenge.
He said beautiful.
Yeah.
I know. That's what happens when you're interrupted sometimes, so that is repetition. So we give you that one, 54 seconds. You have a point there, Clement. Mumbles is with you starting now.
And the doctor said, if you get in this room and take my calendar, there's no question the fact that we'll come along and look at you.
Steve is challenged.
Repetition, he said, twice.
I thought he was doing Marlon Brando.
I would have to grant you that, because none of us could tell whether he was or wasn't. And so, Steve, we're going to hear from you on this subject with 44 seconds available. Mumbles, starting now.
The first time I went to the Mumbles was in 1971 on a geography field trip. What a great place it was. Blowholes, stacks, wave-cut platforms. Yes, I passed my O-level. The problem was...
Paul, you tell
us. Hesitation,
it was a definite hesitation. That's it. That is Steve's technique. He goes with panache for about 10 seconds, then collapses. And it's...
There's no need to get personal.
But it's lovely, Steve. That's why we have you.
Yeah.
31 seconds. Mumbles is back with you, Paul, starting now.
Marlon Brando recently passed away, and when he appeared in the film...
Clement Freud challenge.
He died.
I'm sorry, did I indicate he'd be making a special appearance tonight?
Clement would
do we think
say...
it was a legitimate challenge, or...?
Not at all. Not at all. You have another point, Paul, and you have 27 seconds. Mumbles starting now.
Guys and Dolls, his co-star, Frank Sinatra, complained to the director that he couldn't hear what the previous actor was talking about because he was mumbling away. And if we look at his Oscar-winning performance in the 1971 film The Godfather...
Steve challenged.
Deviation, we can't look at it, it's radio. We can only hear it. He said, if we look at his film...
Oh, Steve, come on, you're being pedantic.
Oh, it's
now,
all right if Clement does it.
So, no, an incorrect challenge. 15 seconds, mumbles with you, Paul, starting now.
Francis Ford Coppola was the director, and there was an interesting little preview of how difficult the film tests were at the beginning. If you buy the DV thing that you can rent on...
Hesitation...
said that.
Steve.
DV thing.
That's right. He didn't want to repeat the word D. He's played the game quite a few times. Yeah. He's got a few tricks there, yes.
Can we accept DV thing then?
I will accept that, because that's the only way you can play mean, just
that,
a minute.
That could mean dead vole thing.
Yeah. We've never had more challenges in one round of just a minute ever before. No, an incorrect challenge. I'm sorry, Steve. 4 seconds are still available for you, Paul, on Mumble starting now.
This summer, Catherine Zeta-Jones and her charming, fresh-faced husband are coming to Mumble!
At the end of that, whoever is speaking in this game, when the whistle goes, by the way, gets an extra point. And with all the other points he got from all the many challenges that occurred in that round, Paul Merton has got a commanding lead. Two of them have yet to score, and somebody's got, Steve's got 2 points.
All I can think of is that, like Jack Benny said, Rochester, what am I doing here?
Your time will come.
Wow.
Swansea.
I'm in the...
Victor.
It's the front line here, kids.
That's all right. No. You've established that you're here.
Yes,
and they
course.
Loved it.
Yes,
right. And Steve Frost, will you take the next round?
I will.
And the subject is, if I had a twin, will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
If I had a twin, it would look exactly like Mr. Victor Spinetti. Tall, handsome, and very sexy. The problem with having a twin is, of course, that they have to wear the same clothes as you wear, which is...
Paul Jones.
No, identical perhaps, but not the same.
Yes.
Not wearing the same clothes, are you?
The joke.
No, a very subtle but very correct challenge. So, Paul, a point for that correct challenge. You take over the subject, if I had a twin, and there are 49 seconds available starting now.
I do have a twin, and we had to wear the same pair of trousers from noon to midday. What a terrible time it was. He'd go one way, I'd go the other. Noon to midday.
Exactly the same thing.
Yeah. I know. So that is a deviation.
Can't it be 24 exactly. hours, noon no. to midday?
No, you didn't establish it was 24 hours. You just said from noon to midday, and...
And you thought that meant...
And from noon to midday, I thought he slipped up.
How long is
there.
Noon to midday?
You wanted to say noon to midnight. You said midday by mistake, didn't you?
No.
But you... But you did not establish that it would be from noon to midday the following day. I mean, that would have been repetition
so
of day.
When
no.
you hear noon to midday, you think, oh, that's no time at all.
The way you said it, we knew what you were thinking, and Victor's got in with a good and clever challenge, and he deserves it, and he has his first point, and he has 42 seconds. If I had a twin, that's the subject, Victor, starting now.
Well, I think I might have had a twin, actually, because when I was born, Auntie Nell, who was actually the...
A clever challenge.
Actually.
Actually, there are two actuallys.
Oh, well, there you are.
There they are. Oh, well. So, Clement, actually, you've got the subject on 37 seconds, if I had a twin, starting now.
If I had a twin, I think my parents should have told me. It does seem deeply wrong that somewhere, if I had a twin, there's someone who looks like me, who is roughly my age.
Hesitation.
Victor?
Hesitation. Roughly my age. Ooh, there was a hesitation there. Yes!
It's a convincing argument.
Victor, it's lovely to hear from you, but actually it wasn't hesitation. but I'm not going to inhibit you from trying, please. Clement, 24 seconds still with you, if I had a twin, starting now.
If I had a twin, he would have been born on the 24th of April, 1900, and then a 2 and a 4, because I couldn't repeat.
Hesitation
yes.
there.
Yes. Victor, I agree with you. He did hesitate as he tried to struggle out of repeating those numbers. Right, so, the subject is back with you. There's only 15 seconds still to go. If I had a twin, Victor, starting now.
Well, she always said when I was born that I was a twin because the other one was there, she said, in the womb. I didn't realise that. And because, she said, my mother was so enormous, there's got to be more than one kid in there.
So Victor Spinetti, Victor Spinetti was then speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point for doing so, and with others in the round, he has leapt forward. He's now in second place behind Paul Merton, just ahead of Clement Freud and Steve Frost. And Victor, it's your turn to begin.
Okay.
And the subject is Beatles. I'm sure you can tell us something about that in this game, starting now.
This year is the 40th anniversary of A Hard Day's Night, starring John Lennon, Ringo Starr, Paul McCartney and George Harrison. They also went on to make Help, and they also went...
Go on.
I was warned not to do this show.
Well, I can give you a tip. Don't draw attention to your mistakes.
I'm being honest.
I know, but sometimes they can be sporting, you know, and maybe overlook some of the smaller words like that. So, but you've drawn attention to it in Paul Chalmers first.
Well, just because
he... Yes, right. Yes, so, sorry. Paul, you have Beatles and you have 47 seconds starting now.
Although I'm a big fan of the Beatles, my expert knowledge in no way matches Victor, so I'd like him to have the subject back if he...
Right.
Hesitation.
Victor, you challenge. What was your challenge?
Well, he stopped. Hesitation.
Hesitation, yeah. How very quick of you are. I'm glad you picked it up so rapidly there. So we've got the subject back. 41 seconds, Beatles, starting now.
They did another film for television called The Magical Mystery Tour. And as I was in all those films, I was stopped outside the hotel only today, and a man said to me, "You were in all the movies with the Fab Four." I said, "That's right." He said, "That was a long time ago. Are you still working?" And I said, "Yes, but if I go on doing shows like this, my career will be ruined." So I'm absolutely finished, because, you see, I was told when you come and do this show, it's I've been thrown in through a pool of sharks. Mm. And I feel it's exactly what's happening, and I'm blindfolded, my hands are tied, and I think this is the biggest nightmare I've ever had in show business. And oh, my God.
So Victor Spinetti kept going till the whistle went, with a little help from his friends here.
I couldn't believe it.
And,
thank you very much.
Speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point, and he's still in second place, but he's way ahead, moving ahead of the other two. That's Steve Frost and Clement Freud, just behind Paul Merton. And Clement Freud, will you take the next round? The subject is line dancing. Tell us something about that in this game. If you're thinking this isn't a natural subject for Clement Freud... I don't know, why not? But, Clement, tell us something about it, if you can, starting now.
If you dance with a lion, I think it is essential that you let him lead. Otherwise, you have an awfully difficult time. Rumbas, Charlestons, quick steps, you name it. When the lion takes your arm, say, "Excuse me, I would like to do it the other way round." The old-fashioned waltz is something which lions do incredibly well. Slow, quick.
Paul, challenge.
A bit too slow before slow.
That's right.
Hesitation. Right, sadly.
So you have 34 seconds. You've got another point, of course. Line dancing is with you, Paul, starting now.
Well, look, Clement is quite right. Of all the big cats, the lion is most suited to the ballroom dance. Imagine the scene, Blackpool Tower Circus. The room is beautifully lit. Suddenly a spotlight hits the floor. A lion comes out, a magnificent...
Victor, you've challenged. What's that?
Deviation,
yes. It's line dancing.
That's
it's not
right,
lion,
not lion dancing.
Dancing. Yes, yes. Well, listen, Victor.
What's line dancing?
Don't you know what line dancing
no,
is?
No, lion dancing. Me and Clement are devotees.
I know you are.
We sponsor expert. A team.
We quite often share the same lion.
It must have a very small following, because I've known anybody else who's ever done it. Anybody here ever seen any lion dancing?
Yes, look, I see your hands. I see your hands, look.
Right, but anyway, it's correct, because the subject is line dancing, and, Victor, you spotted it very rapidly again, and... And you have another point, and 22 seconds on the subject, starting now.
It's called line dancing because they actually dance in formation, all of them together, holding hands and walking up and down a room in time to the music. Sometimes they have cowboy-type music with cowboy hats and guitars.
Clement challenged.
Repetition music.
There was that repetition
music. You're quite
music.
Right.
Yes, it was. So, Clement, you've got line dancing, and 10 seconds to go, starting now.
There's a man with a funny hat who tells you exactly what to do with your left foot, your right, your arms, your shoulders, your rump, your thigh.
So, Clement Freud, the screen was a win, gained that extra point. He's now one behind Victor Spinetti. and he's a few ahead of Steve Frost, and Victor is training Paul Merton by 3 points. And Paul, it's your turn to begin, and the subject is Cinderella. Tell us something about that lovely pantomime character in this game, starting now.
I was very lucky to play an ugly sister. Ronnie Corbett was my sibling.
Steve challenged.
He wasn't lucky, it was obvious. That's deviation.
Well, all I can say is, Steve, you got a good round of applause. But
thank you very much.
You haven't won any friend the other side of the room. So you get a bonus point because the audience enjoyed it. Paul was interrupted. He gets a point for that. He keeps the subject, 57 seconds. Cinderella, starting now.
It was about 4 years ago in the ITV pantomime. Another, like, longer pantomimes that might be...
Clement Challenge. Mm. Yes. Pantomime of pantomimes.
The S was rather...
late in the word, I agree. There's not many other ways of pronouncing it.
Because, because it was
it's
a
sort
long
of tradition,
word.
The S comes on the end, I don't know.
Because it was a long word, you thought he'd repeat it, but he did add the S, so it's plural and singular. 51 seconds, Paul, still with you. Cinderella, starting now.
And it was a wonderful experience. I don't think I would like to do the three-month variety. Swansea here has been the home of many a great show here at Christmas time in the Grand Theatre, but it does take a lot of... Yes, a big cheer. Big...
Clement challenged.
Deviation.
Why?
Got nothing to do with Cinderella.
What?
The big cheer.
Always a big cheer when Cinderella gets married. Always a big cheer.
Yeah. And he said, yeah, there's something to do it. A big cheer for the fact that Cinderella's been on here. No, yeah. I thought it was quite legitimate.
I thought it was organic, didn't you? The way it's flowed. It was an organic flow. Did you notice?
Organic. I just thought that it was completely within the rules of just a minute. So you have 38 seconds, Paul, to continue on Cinderella, starting now.
Well, I seem to have been talking about this subject for a lifetime, and why not? Because it's one of the greatest theatrical events of the season, when you grab the little kids by the hand and, whether they want to or not, drag them into the nearest...
Clement's challenge.
Repetition of drag.
Yes.
I didn't say I dragged up as an ugly sister.
No.
Is that what
you're... Yes.
He was dressed up in drag, but he didn't use the word drag, Clement. No. You look at me as if you...
He said drag twice, which is called repetition.
Well,
boo to you.
This theatre...
Is anybody taping this? Because we can play it back.
Oh, yes, he did. Oh, no, he didn't. No, but... But actually, I don't think 800 people in this packed theatre could be wrong when they all said together no. So I would rather go with them than...
then...
28 seconds, Paul. Cinderella, starting now.
I remember seeing one of them on the television and what a fantastic production it was. But you can't get the full live experience unless you're there in the flesh, sitting in your favourite seat. Row C, perhaps, number 27. And there's Granny sucking the hell out of a ball sweet.
Victor, your challenge.
Well, hesitation.
Yes, he
wasn't sure what you...
He did hesitate after he realised what he said,
yes,
actually.
Exactly.
Correct challenge. You're listening well. Cinderella's with you. 11 seconds only, starting now.
The first pantomime Joan Littlewood, this great director, ever did was, in fact, Cinderella.
Paul challenge.
Well, it was hesitation, though.
Yeah, you're right. It was my choice.
I thought he kept going, even though his dentures seemed to get a bit loose. I
mean, okay. Yes.
Now, he kept going, even though he didn't actually hesitate. So, no incorrect challenge. So you've got another point, Victor. And you've got 6 seconds on Cinderella, starting now.
And I played for the first time an ugly sister, and it was with Brian Murphy, who played the other ugly sister.
Unfortunately, the whistle went before the other ugly sister came out.
I know, right.
And so you were speaking as the whistle went. You gained an extra point for doing so. And you are moving forward with rapidity. You're still just a little way behind Paul Merton, but you're ahead of Clement Freud and Steve Frost. And Steve Frost, your turn to begin. The subject, brains. Tell us something about brains in this game, starting now.
Brains, and what a lovely pint of beer it is. 3.8 ABV. The dark brown colour, head frothy on the top as it slowly sinks down your throat. Pleasing...
Paul challenge.
Deviation, Steve's head's never been frothy on the top. He's been like that for 20 years. He's never had any froth on the top. Do you remember the froth on the top? Nicholas, you've known him for 20 years. He had froth on the top.
He did once.
Did he?
He wasn't born bald.
He was.
I was.
I mean, did you suffer from alopecia in your youth?
Sorry, from what?
Alopecia.
Bless you.
No hair at all. No, I'm assuming you didn't. And Paul, they enjoy the interruption, so give him a point. Steve, you've still got the subject and a point. 48 seconds, brains starting now.
The great thing about the drink known as brains is that you can have at least 20 in one night and get absolutely jolly on it and not go looking for trouble on the streets of Swansea. People will greet you and say, he's been drinking brains. He's all right. And that is absolutely true. The only problem with it is, of course, it makes you urinate a lot more than you would if you were imbibing another type of liquid refreshment. Lager, per se, perchance, perhaps. Who knows? But playing darts whilst drinking brains is the best thing.
Repetition of drinking.
Yes.
It's the only way to do it.
And 15 seconds. You've gone in on brains, Clement, starting now.
Brains with black butter is one of my absolutely favourite restaurant dishes. The audience may well jeer or make noises, but there is no better main course on a warm summer's day.
I had to tell our listeners that one or two people in the audience are throwing up at this moment. But Clement kept going with the subject because he was keeping the rules for just a minute. He's moved forward, and that extra point for speaking as the whistle went, he's now equal with Victor Spinetti in second place behind Paul Merton and just ahead of Steve Frost. And Victor, it's your turn to begin again. And the subject is my favourite Welsh celebrity. I'm sure you have many, but tell us about one of them anyway, starting now.
My favourite Welsh celebrity must, of course, be Richard Burton, the great Welsh actor. When you do an impersonation of Richard, you have to actually...
Clement Chalmers.
Repetition of Richard.
Oh, I thought you could use the name in the thing.
No.
You say the name, Richard Burton.
You can repeat anything in the subject.
I got you. Sorry,
Welsh
yes.
Celebrity,
okay,
yes.
Thank you. Yep. Yes. Goodbye.
You'll be all right. You'll be all right once we start recording.
Yeah, it'll be all right. Clement, correct challenge. 49 seconds. My favourite Welsh celebrity starting now.
One is sort of seduced into saying J.P.R. Williams, Cliff Morgan, Clem Thomas. But my favourite Welsh celebrity is Owen Glendower, friend of Henry IV, Part II, and famous for saying, I can call spirits from the vasty deep, to which Harry Hotspur replied, and so can I, and so everyone. But will they come...
And Steve challenged.
There's a lot of so-so going
there
on.
There was a so-so. So can
the
I.
The speech was a bit so-so.
So.
You did say so twice. And in just a minute...
As did Shakespeare.
Yes. And that is repetition within just a minute. And so Steve had a correct challenge.
Well, Shakespeare wouldn't be any good at this. Would to be or not to be?
And you're the first, and you're the second, then.
Steve, you have my favourite Welsh celebrity. 22 seconds available, starting now.
My favourite Welsh celebrity was Ivor the Engine. That little train that would go up the hill and back down again, puffing away like the marvellous piece of machinery he was. Although, of course, it was only a drawing.
Clement Challenge.
Repetition of course.
Yes.
I didn't say horse.
Of course. You did say, of course, when you started.
Yeah.
So, Clement, you've got back in on my favourite Welsh celebrity. 3 seconds available, starting now.
I just wanted to confirm that Anne Robinson is not.
And so Clement, again speaking as the whistle went with other points in the round, has moved forward. He's now only 1 point behind our leader, Paul Merton, and he's 2 or 3 points ahead of Victor Spinetti and then Steve Frost. And I'm going to give you that situation because we're moving into the final round. And, Paul, it's your turn to begin. The subject, what gives me a sleepless night? You have 60 seconds, as usual, starting now.
The last time I appeared on Just a Minute was in Cheltenham, and I had a very sleepless night that particular evening because after the recording, I went to the hotel, and what a wonderful time we had sitting around the table listening to Tony Hawkes' policy on how you would advance lawn tennis in this country. And that went on till 5 o'clock in the morning, drinking lots of red wine, and it was fantastic. The next day, I had a writer's meeting, appointment and time for about 10:30, I think, and I turned up at 4 o'clock. But I did tell them I didn't...
Clement Chalmers.
Repetition, and those who think 4:30 is not a four. I'd call
right.
that repetition.
It is repetition.
Oh.
33 seconds. What gives me a sleepless night, Clement, starting now?
I suppose I am a sleepless night. Before I received a title in 1987, I used to be just somebody who couldn't sleep. I had insomnia. But now, everybody...
Victor Challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, I agree with you.
Yes,
hesitation.
But now...
Yes, yes, hesitation. Hesitation. Victor, well listened. You have 21 seconds. Tell us something on the subject of what gives me a sleepless night, Victor, starting now.
This show gave me a sleepless night last night, and I was worrying about...
Steve Challenge.
No, sorry, I was going repetition of night, but that's the word on the...
Yes, you can repeat the words on the card in the context or out of them.
Sure, I apologize.
So another point to you, Victor. And you have 16 seconds. What gives me a sleepless night starting now?
I was like an owl staring at the ceiling, waiting for the moment when I had to wake up and think, oh, my God, I am doing Just a Minute. I cannot believe this because it is a nightmare. I was told this. I was warned.
Clement Chalmers.
He talked about doing Just a Minute earlier on.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
I give up.
No, don't give up. You're doing very well. You're in third place, a very strong third place. Clement, a correct challenge. 5 seconds. What gives me a sleepless night, starting now?
What gives me a sleepless night is an inability to close my eyes and go to sleep.
And an awful lot of points have been scored in this show. In the fourth place was Steve Frost with quite a lot of points, but he finished just behind our first-time player of the game, Victor Spinetti, who, in spite of all his anxieties, did extraordinarily well. He was a few points behind Paul Merton, who frequently triumphs in this game, but just ahead of him was Clement Freud. So we say, Clement, you are the victor this week. A round of applause for all of them. It only remains for me to say... thank you to these four delightful players of the game. That is Paul Merton, Victor Spinetti, Steve Frost and Clement Freud. I also thank Janet Staplehurst, who's helped me with the score and blown her whistle with such aplomb when the 60 seconds were up. We thank our producer, director, Claire Jones, and we also are indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this game, and we are deeply indebted to this lovely audience here in the Grand Theatre in Swansea, who have enjoyed the show but cheered us magnificently and given us a show to remember. We hope you have had one as well, and tune in the next time we play Just a Minute. Until then, from all of us, goodbye!
And tune in at the same time.